Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. The main feature actually allows you to control the content. You find something online you think's interesting, you just submit it to our website as show prep, and then other listeners will vote up or down on whether they like or dislike what you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. It's all totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Dale had to skate out. He's got another responsibility. He's going to volunteer at the local homeless shelter, and he's got to take care of that here. So I'm sure we'll hear from him again soon. In the meantime, we will hear from you as we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's start and talk to Dan in New York, listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, a couple of things. Until 1963, dollar bills had silver certificate on them and could be swapped for a silver dollar. Then they put out a Federal Reserve note dollar bill and told us immediately that you couldn't swap the silver certificate for a dollar in silver anymore.
Was that 63? I thought it was 34 or 35.
No, it was 63. I was born in 49. After the silver certificates were virtually all gone, pulled out of circulation, and all the dollar bills said Federal Reserve note, then they said, oh, they were always worth a dollar in silver. You could swap it. And at that point, people started advertising, they'd buy your silver certificates for $1.40 each. And some people even, you know, would send their silver certificates to a guy in a motel room somewhere. And he was supposed to send them back the $1.40 for each silver certificate they sent him. So there was a big scam, and I was kind of upset as a kid because they told us that the silver certificates weren't worth a dollar in silver anymore, and then like a year later said, oh, yeah, they always were. JFK in 63 brought out a United States note, not by the Federal Reserve. In summer of 63, he printed $5 bills. They have red serial numbers. They have a red seal on them. And where the Federal Reserve seal would be on the left side of the face, it just says a big five, and it says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Mm-hmm. So he was printing money that wasn't done by the Federal Reserve. And he didn't live for another 3-4 months. We suspect that is why they offed him. He was going to take away their monopoly on printing money.
Interesting speculation.
Yeah, people have said that.
Yeah, just a point of information here. I went and pulled up the Wikipedia article. It says here that under the section End of Silver Certificates, certificates circulated mainly in the $1 denomination widely through the United States in the years following 1934. When the 34s wore out, they were replaced with a new, more modern-looking series 1953 with the same face changes as the series 1950 Federal Reserve notes had experienced. However, silver certificates began to disappear from circulation during the 40s and the 50s. So
they were all our $1 bills when I was a kid. All. 100% of $1 bills had silver certificate on them until they suddenly brought out this Federal Reserve note. And, we were hired, our Boy Scout troop was hired to plant trees. And the guy gave us each a silver dollar.
Wow.
Which we were done. And
the good old days.
You'd go into any bank and get silver dollars for your, you know, they would be 1890 silver dollars, but you could get them for a dollar each.
Not anymore. Try taking a silver certificate into a Federal Reserve Bank today, and they'll probably laugh you out the front door.
If you go into the bank and ask for a silver dollar, they're going to hand you something made of pot metal and tinfoil.
Dan, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259.
Okay, I'll give you another call one day, because I disagree with you on most things.
Okay.
The Commons works. I agree on the police, and I agree on jury nullification, and I agree on
a
bunch of stuff like that. I think we don't need a bunch of heavily armed hall monitors to check our corridor passes. We're adults now.
I will look forward to that conversation, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231 as we continue with James in Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, James. How's it going?
Hey, James, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. First off, I feel bad for your friend who got that really lousy verdict. That's horrible.
Yep.
Especially for marching around in a public space. I guess that cardboard sword was a little too threatening. Gosh, I didn't know that cardboard was a deadly weapon in New Hampshire. I'm amazed.
Yeah.
But my area actually was something a little off, a little non sequitur due to a caller. I believe you got on Saturday about Lindsay Lohan and all this stuff. And I can give you a free market spin on it, too, at the same time.
All right, go ahead.
The reason why Ms. Lohan is in the trouble she is in is because she made herself so unreliable for work that no studio, TV, or movie would insure her.
Hmm.
When you have shows like this, I've had a friend who worked in the business for many years. She explained to me that you had to have insurance. This insurance covers everything, including the star's ability to perform.
Yeah, are you going to show up on the set, or are you too doped up, too hungover?
Exactly. That mm-hmm. is dead solid correct. And if you make it to where your reputation is so bad that they know you will not show up, the insurance companies will laugh in your face.
Mm. Yep.
In fact, that's what happened with Downey Jr. for a time. He actually had to post the bonds with his own bankroll.
Who's that?
Robert Downey Jr.
He actually had to pay for his own insurance at one point because he was so uninsurable. When he got his act together and he realized, gosh, I need to stop doing all these chemicals,
mm-hmm.
and if I want to work ever again, wow. he paid his own bond and eventually showed he was reliable again and trustworthy again, and now they'll insure him, of course, because he's right. actually got his act together.
Interesting. So
you actually have to show up.
Right. It is important. 80% of success, they say, is showing up.
I don't know what the number is, but it's important.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that's 80% success if you're working for government entities.
That's a good point. Touché.
To show up.
Touché.
Otherwise, any other place, it's about half the job. The other half is actually this thing called performance.
Yeah. Performance
actually
is important.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Very good, sir. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
There's always things, but it would take far too long.
Fair enough.
Especially about free market and perspectives on it. But really, that's really it.
Thank
you have
for the
to
call,
be there. And you can
yep, it's important. Thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Vince on the line in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are
hey,
you
Vince.
Doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm not going to take up a lot of time with you, but I wanted to say that the Supreme Court upheld a lower court hearing about release of the 2008 financial bailouts, the clearinghouse,
okay.
the banks involved with the clearinghouse, they are going to release those records now.
Yeah, it's my understanding that they have to release all that information.
What clearinghouse? I don't know what that means.
The Federal Reserve did not want that information released.
They did not want to release it. It's a clearinghouse is a number of member banks that belong to this clearinghouse association, and what they got was real big discounted loans.
Discounted loans from the Federal Reserve?
Federal Reserve, yes. The big bailout.
I see. Like, and why don't they want this information released?
I guess for proprietary reasons and other reasons, but they said they're going to comply with the ruling. So.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good news then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
there'd be a lot of interesting information in there, and it's just
doesn't
another,
sound too interesting to me.
It's
but.
Another pebble taken out of the foundation upon which the Federal Reserve is built.
Well, I hope it'll be the pebble that breaks the camel's back, so to speak, if I can mix metaphors. But thank you for the
thank
call
you
tonight.
Very much.
It's appreciated. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mark, we've talked quite a bit about the dozen people that were arrested here in Keene, New Hampshire, at the jail, and the reason we were originally there was because they were holding one of our friends captive, and they weren't allowing him to shower, and they were not treating him very well. But our friend, in that case, was only being treated much better than Bradley Manning. And
oh, yes.
Bradley Manning is we don't live near the Quantico military base, and there are some heroic people who did go and protest out near the Quantico military base where Bradley Manning is being held. And they actually had more of them arrested than we had here in Keene. They had a mass arrest just recently, I think over the weekend, of 35 people. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up anything you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can head over to our website and enjoy the various features you find there for free. News updates, we got them for you via email, Twitter, Facebook. You choose them all if you want. If you really want to be clued in, go to news.freetalklive.com to keep up to date with what's going on with the show. I sent out a news update today actually announcing that I will be speaking at what they call an unconference, and actually an online unconference. It's the Agora I.O. conference. It's happening this weekend, and it's all happening online. This is not like a hotel convention thing. It is, it's all being done, I think, via video streaming through the Justin.tv system. And they're going to have various different speakers. Carla, the new president of the Free State Project, is going to be speaking. Curtis, the organizer of the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Patrick Friedman from the Seasteading Institute. I'm just going off of memory, just seeing some of these. I mean, there's so many speakers. Because you don't actually have to pay to fly anybody in. You don't have to pay for a hotel room. So you can have whoever's got an internet connection do a speech. And George Donnelly from GeorgeDonnelly.com invited me to speak on something. And initially I was like...
The guy's a dynamo, right? I mean, he's a doer.
Yeah. He's a doer. Initially I was like, I don't know, man. I mean, I speak 18 hours a week. The hell am I going to talk about? I don't like giving speeches. I can do a talk show, but I don't like it. Like, I had to do a 3-minute speech at Talkers, and I was like practicing.
Yeah,
and
people wouldn't believe the difference between public speaking and what we do here.
It's a lot more intense and stressful to do an actual speech. Of course, I won't actually have an audience sitting in front of me, so that'll be a little bit different because I'll be talking into my laptop basically and giving a speech online, so that'll be a little unusual. But I eventually he posted. So at first I turned down his invitation. It's like, I don't know what the hell am I going to talk about. What are people going to hear from me that they haven't heard before if they listen to the show? And so eventually he actually asked. He posted on the LRN.FM Facebook page saying, "Hey, we'd like to have someone from LRN.FM speak on, you know, community radio or something like that." I was like, "Oh, well, I could probably do that." And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about pirate radio / community radio. I still don't really know what I'm going to talk about, but, you know, we'll see. I'll figure something out.
As I understand, it's supposed to be very fluid. There'll be lots of questions, answers. You know.
We'll see. If people are watching, there may be questions. So, anyway, you can go to, you know, I should have had their website ready. You can go to the LRN.FM Facebook page or the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and there's a link there to give you the whole list of the event speakers. Again, it's going to be happening all weekend long, and I think it should be very interesting. I've never done anything quite like it before.
I've got Agora.
It's Agora.io, actually.
.io, and then there's, you can do the slashes behind it and stuff.
Yeah, Agora.io for details on what they're calling the AgoraStun Conference, March 25th through the 27th. I'll be speaking at 4 p.m. Eastern on March 26th. So come on and, I don't know, learn something about illegal broadcasting, hopefully. Anyway, so you can learn about those things by going to news.freetalklive.com. And Mark, did you tell us about SACL?
SACL CAI, they're a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that your customers are important to you, so you don't want some collections company that's badgering them, treating them badly, or anything like that. So they treat your customers with respect. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. That's because the principal over there, Jason Osborne, loves freedom, loves Free Talk Live.
Our very own, by the way, I'm looking now at the speakers list for Agora.io, our very own Stephanie Murphy from Free Talk Live and Pork Therapy, she's going to be speaking. Drew Phillips is going to be speaking, the gentleman that called about the dimes last week, the silver dimes, he'll be talking. Plus Corey Moore, who hosts the Voice of Radical Dissent, he's going to be speaking. Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime.
He's right about that. Photography isn't a crime.
Heroic guy, really nice guy. Taryn Lupo will be speaking there as well. Just a whole load of people. Ilolio Jones from the, I thought she was from Fiji. Yeah, she is. She's from Fiji, so she'll be speaking there as well. So all kinds of different topics. Bunch more people that I've never heard of before, but I'm sure they'll have very interesting things to say. And I believe he's still actually looking to book some speakers, so it may not be too late if you wanted to get involved. Because that's one of the points here is that it's pretty much open to anybody that's got something to talk about that's of a liberty-oriented kind of agorist nature, I suppose. Doing things without the state's permission is, I believe, the theme. So, 1-800-259-9231. 35 people arrested at a rally to support Bradley Manning. This is some heroic activism, and I wanted to tell you about it, because not everything is happening in New Hampshire. Sometimes there's some really outstanding stuff that happens around the rest of the country and world that you need to hear about. And I like it when people bring these to my attention, and this one, I believe was, I don't know where I saw this, maybe it was on Facebook, Triangle, Virginia, according to the AJC, AJC.com. Wearing T-shirts and carrying signs bearing the smiling image of Army Private First Class Bradley Manning, hundreds of people rallied Sunday outside the base where he's being detained on charges of providing classified data to WikiLeaks. Now, being detained is a really nice way to put being tortured, being separated from human beings. Solitary confinement of the worst order. Like, to the point where you will go mad, go insane.
As I understand it, at 4:30 a.m., he has to report naked to the front door of his cell. I mean, it's just really weird stuff they're doing to this guy. The kind of things they didn't do to the Unabomber, they didn't do to Ted Kaczynski, they didn't do to the Oklahoma City guy, Timothy McVeigh. They didn't do this stuff to these people.
About 35 people were arrested by police in riot gear after they refused to vacate an intersection in front of the entrance to the Marine Corps base Quantico. Now, normally I'm not a big fan of blocking the street. I think that's kind of, it's going to get people upset at you if they have somewhere to be. But if you're blocking the street right in front of the Quantico, well, who cares? That's, I think, an entirely appropriate place to do a sit-in, and that's what they were doing. The rally was held along with more than two dozen others around the world to protest Manning's detention in Quantico's brig. He's held alone in his cell for all but an hour a day. At night, his clothes are taken, and he's given a suicide-proof smock to wear to bed. Manning's lawyer has repeatedly complained that his strict confinement conditions are punitive, a charge the military has denied. The military maintains that Manning's, gee, what do you think? Do you think it's punitive to take somebody who hasn't been convicted of anything at this point and hold him
in
solitary...
And what he's charged with is not a violent offense.
Right, and hold him in solitary confinement until he actually goes to whatever, you know, kangaroo court military tribunal they end up putting him in front of?
The sad thing is, though, that, you know, he's a member of the military. They can do whatever they want with the...
Yeah.
You signed up to be their property for 8 years, and they'll do what they want with you. You will not get a civilian trial. You do not have the rights of a civilian. You aren't a civilian anymore. You're government property. And these are the kind of things that these recruits, these people that are signing up for this stuff,
really they don't know it.
Need to know about.
You're 18 years old. You don't know that stuff. All you know is you've seen the commercials of the big badass guys on TV and the, you know, the rock music and the jumping out of the helicopters and, you know, all the flash and bang that the Hollywood pizzazz they put on this military adventurism that looks so exciting to a young testosterone-fueled male. That's all they know. They don't know what the U.S. Code of Military Justice is. They don't understand that once they're done with 4 years, they've still got four more that they're on the little callback program,
inactive
ready reserve. They don't understand any of that stuff, and they certainly don't understand it when they sign on the dotted line. They haven't read that UCMJ.
What they need, and I don't know, I haven't researched the internet for this, they need a counter recruitment website that gives this kind of information.
Don't the Quakers have that?
I don't know that they have it or not. I know that they've done counter recruitment efforts.
Get on it, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. That could be your new activism. I think it's a great idea. Actually, you should probably team up with some former military people and get some experts in there. But I fully support that. We'll tell you more about what happened at this protest where 35 people were arrested. Coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. MicroPlant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. But once again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here with news, and I consider this pretty big news, but apparently there's actually even bigger news about the soldiers in Afghanistan taking pictures of their trophies. And by trophies, I mean dead people. People who were apparently just civilians, just gloating, reveling in their violence and their murder.
It's disgusting. I was just looking at some of the pictures there. The guy's got a dead man by the hair. He's pulling his head up. Looking tough in his sunglasses. I mean,
the other guy's got a big grin on his face.
You can see why these, when the reporters go in there, they talk to these people on the ground. You can see why they consider the Americans to be cowards. They hide behind these predator drones. They have this incredible equipment, body armor, all this stuff. These guys are out there with nothing but the belief that Allah is going to make bullets pass by them, and they're fighting. You know, I can totally see why these people are their hearts and minds are being turned away from Americans.
We'll talk more about it, Mark. We'll talk more about that down the line a little bit. I want to make sure we get the news out about Bradley Manning first, though.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can get that private labeling done overnight. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. But first, the rest of the story about the 35 people, mass arrests, outside of the Quantico military base in Virginia. 35 people arrested in a sit-in. Sitting in the intersection, apparently, right in front of the military base. They did not leave, and they were taken away by police in riot gear. These are a completely group, you know, peaceful group of folks, just peace protesters. I saw video footage from this arrest, and they're pulling up a blind man and taking him away, this old man. He's got a cane. These are the kind of protesters they're dealing with, okay? Anyway, Manning's being held alone in his cell for 23 hours a day, has been given a suicide-proof smock to wear to bed. The military maintains that his treatment complies with U.S. law and military regulations. Course it's the law that you can treat people like crap, that you can treat people inhumanely. The government doesn't care about human beings. It doesn't care about being humane towards people. It's just a violent group of criminals. Anyway, they continue. He faces nearly two dozen charges, including aiding the enemy, a crime that can bring the death penalty or life in prison. Army prosecutors, however, have told Manning's lawyers that they will not recommend the death penalty. Oh, how nice. David House, a friend who was visiting Manning for, or has visited Manning about 15 times since September, told the protesters that Manning appreciated their support. He said, "It's stuff like this that gives Bradley hope. When I go in there or look him in the eyes and say, Bradley, there are people on the outside that support you, his eyes light up." Daniel Ellsberg, a Manning supporter who leaked the so-called Pentagon Papers in 1971, was one of the protesters arrested Sunday. By the way, that's the second time that Ellsberg has been arrested in the last, 6 months on behalf of Bradley Manning. That guy's a hero. Anyway, continuing. He says, officers handcuffed some protesters and led them away after they refused to leave U.S. Route 1 in front of the base. Short scuffles ensued as dozens of officers attempted to push the protesters, some of whom were seated on the pavement away from the intersection. Many sat beneath a yellow banner that read, "Caution, whistleblower, torture zone." Prince William County Police.
Yeah, this is another thing, is the Barack Obama lovers out there really need to understand that this guy that ran for office on the platform of transparency has been just vicious on whistleblowers. I know it's not making the news because, it's not okay to talk about Democrats being tough on whistleblowers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not the way the news media works. But it's the facts. The facts are that Barack Obama wants nothing to do with transparency. Nothing to do with transparency. I gotta say, between the two, Barack Obama, John McCain, I can understand why you might have chose to Barack Obama, but please don't think that this guy is good simply because the other guy might have been worse.
Prince William County Police said in a statement that about 35 people were taken into custody and charged with unlawful assembly and careless interference with traffic. Unlawful assembly.
Yep.
I'd love to see these trials. And my question, of course, is going to be, will the 35 people, how will they handle this? Will they take this to trial? Will they go all the way? Will they non-cooperate with the state? Or are they going to cut a plea bargain? That's really always my question with these other people that are doing these really impressive protests. Because this is not the first time. The last time Daniel Ellsberg was arrested protesting the Bradley Manning situation was in front of the White House. They had a group of folks that were right in front of the White House. They were told to leave. They didn't leave. And a bunch of people were arrested at that time as well. And there's never a follow-up. You never get to find out. The media just forgets about it. They don't care. They don't pay attention to the individual 35 people and what their story is. So we never actually get to find out what percentage of these 35 actually take their case to trial. What percentage ties up the Prince William County court system for their efforts? Oh, you want to arrest me? Great. Well, you get to take me all the way through the entire system and see how that works for you. Let's see what kind of evidence you have. Let's see you make your case. And don't take the plea deal. I would hope that they would do that, but we don't know. If you find out, and you can let us know, I'd appreciate knowing, at 800-259-9231, the heavy police presence at the rally included officers from six agencies, mounted officers, and tactical vehicles. Several leaders of the rally wanted to lay flowers at an Iwo Jima memorial at the base's entrance, but were kept about 40 feet away by police who'd set up barriers. Colonel Thomas V. Johnson, a spokes bureaucrat for the Marine Corps Combat Development Command at Quantico, said access to the memorial was denied because protest activity is not permitted on base grounds. He says, "We're pleased that people were able to express their First Amendment rights in a manner that did not infringe upon base property." A former intelligence analyst, Manning, and self-styled hacktivist, is accused of leaking a raft of Iraq and Afghanistan war logs, in case you didn't know, more than 250,000 confidential State Department cables, and a military video of an attack on unarmed men in Iraq. Earlier this month, his confinement was the topic of widespread media coverage when Chief State Department spokesbureaucrat P.J. Crowley resigned after criticizing the handling of Manning's detention. Crowley's resignation had prompted reporters to ask Barack Obama about his confinement, and he said he had been assured the conditions were appropriate.
Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yep, pay no attention here. Hey, isn't Dancing with the Stars on tonight? Don't you have something else to be doing besides caring about this one man that we have in prison?
Watch while we drop bombs on people.
Yeah, let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything and talk to Bud, listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hey, Bud.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think 18-year-olds ought to be able to vote?
I guess if they're going to have laws enforced upon them, sure.
Sure. Should ought to be able to vote, right? Well,
sure.
If they're going to be able to vote, do you think that it would be a good idea for them to know who they're voting for and the impact that person might have on their life later on?
I think that's generally good for anyone.
Good idea or bad idea?
Good idea.
I think that's generally a good idea for anyone who's going to vote.
Good idea. So, yeah. A young man signs a contract with the U.S. Armed Forces. They're going to pay him room and board, and they're going to pay for his medical. They're going to pay him a salary. They're going to teach him a trade. They're going to give him a place to live and work for 4 years. You think he ought to know what he's signing up for? Why would he be any different than the kid who's going down to cast his vote?
I think you're probably right. I think that they know, as an 18-year-old that's signing up for the military knows as much as an 18-year-old that's going
that's
to
right.
work for McDonald's. But I think it's an entirely different contract. There is no contract like this that in the civilian world. I worked at a gym at one point, and you couldn't sign a contract for more than 3 years because the government didn't believe that a person could make a decision that would last more than 3 years, that just wasn't fair to do. However, the military can make one that goes for 8 years.
Well, you know, to compare a contract at a gym to signing up for the armed forces to serve your country is such a ludicrous analogy. That's
why is it
unbelievable.
Serving?
That's Harry High School, man. Let me ask another question. What do you think should happen to this young man, Barry? What do you think should have happened to him?
Who?
To Bradley, man.
Your guy. Bradley. Yeah,
Hold that thought, Bud. We're going to bring you back. We'll talk about it then. If you can hang on, we're going to bring more with Bud here in a moment at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs, or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough for your calls, your thoughts. If you dial now, toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. What we do is we take that money and reinvest it into the program. It doesn't go to paychecks. It goes to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, brings more internet listeners on board, exposes new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, maybe it's worth $3 a month. That's all we ask for from the AMP program. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and podcast and more. Go get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies that the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So we've been talking about Bradley Manning, 35 people arrested over the weekend at a rally outside of Quantico Military Base in support of Bradley, who's being held in very punishing conditions awaiting trial. Just horrible conditions. They're basically punishing him in advance of being found guilty, which, of course, is pretty much inevitable because it's a military tribunal and you're pretty much screwed under those conditions.
You don't have a jury of your peers.
Yeah. I mean, sure. It's hard enough to get found innocent of the jury of your so-called peers.
But he does have a lot of money for legal defense.
So we continue here. Bud is on the line with his thoughts, listening to WTAR in Virginia. Now, Bud, you'd made a statement before we went away to the break, and I think Mark had a question about
Bud asked me a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bud, you asked a question? Yeah. What was the question again? Could you recap that?
Oh, man, it's been, I listen to so many gun and holster commercials here on the local radio station, I forgot my original question. But
the question is, what do you think that we should be doing?
What do you think should have happened to Bradley Manning?
Well, I think that's a great question. And what Bradley Manning did was take an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. I can only assume that when one takes that oath, that one is then obligated from one's heart and soul to then to verify and decide who is an enemy foreign and who is an enemy domestic. And when that says enemy domestic, they're very clear that there are enemies domestic. And so I would assume that Bradley Manning assumed that the United States military, the people giving the orders, Hillary Clinton, and the whole entourage had at some point turned into enemies domestic, and he was then going to the highest lawmakers, the people, and turning over information so they could make up their minds. Was this a legal killing, for instance, with the gunship killing in Iraq?
Very, very articulate exposition, but absolutely factually wrong.
Okay, well, tell me how I'm wrong.
Here's an analogy. Let me ask you this.
Analogies don't make me wrong.
Yeah, that's okay. But my point will. He signed an oath to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Uh-huh.
Now, where in there does it say I get to decide who the enemies are? Well, where in there because you're forgetting.
How am I going to defend against an enemy?
I have to decide who the enemy is.
You just asked me a question.
As a courtesy of listening to me.
You asked me a question.
No, I withdraw the question, Counselor.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question again. Let me ask you this question.
All right.
Does every soldier in the Army, I don't know who you work for, but there has to be someone who syndicates your program.
I work for
myself. Suppose someone up along the line says, look, you guys, we've got all these contracts in the file, our sponsorship agreements in the file.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Please don't read those on the air because that will be a breach of our confidence and confidentiality and all that. And you guys decide, I'm going to raid the boss's file and read all these contracts on there, and he fires your butts.
Well, I would agree that he would have the right to do that.
You get 35 people protesting that because you get to decide who's right and who's wrong? No.
Gosh,
there's an army chain of command. There's a military chain of command.
Thank God Ted Anderson could just fire us instead of putting us in a military
grave. I know. That'd be great, wouldn't it? But look, there's a chain of command.
Wait. I'd like to make a point with your analogy.
There's 330 million people in the country, man. There's 330 million people in the country. 35 poor lost souls turn out to get this poor, misguided soldier.
No,
the arrest.
35 were arrested,
that's
sir.
The
there
arrest.
Were more than that there at the
okay,
event.
How many were there? 135.
350. You're getting off track. Can you hold that thought for one moment, please? Bud, hold that thought. We want to address your question a little more in detail.
I don't think you're going to address anything. I think you guys need to go back to high school civics because this sounds like
I did not learn anything of importance in high school, sir.
Right, I'm so glad that I've forgotten the crap they told me in physics.
I can tell that. All right. I'll hang up and let you guys talk. You
right. Fine, bud. Run away from the conversation if you want to. That's fine.
You know,
typical of the military supporters to just run away.
I would hope that I have the intestinal fortitude, and I'm almost certain that you do, that if something was going on with our sponsors and our syndicates that needed to be revealed through revealing the contracts, on this show, that I hope that we would sit here and we would reveal those facts. We would read those contracts, we would point out the mistakes that were made, and we would do that for our audience because we thought that was the right thing to do. And I would hope that Bradley Manning, and we would make that decision amongst ourselves, and therefore I hope that Bradley Manning would do the same thing. I hope that every American soldier decides for himself what the right and the wrong thing are to do.
That's the way it should be. When you sign
that's
up,
what they tell you. That's in fact what the military tells you. They say they tell you about the Stanford prison experiments. They tell you about the
do they?
They do. They tell they tell officers and enlisted men you should never follow an order that you believe to be unlawful.
Except for the president's orders, right?
If they're unlawful, you do not follow them, soldier. That's what they tell military people. They give them the personal responsibility, the same responsibility they imbued.
How do you know? You were never in the military.
All I could do is tell you what I read. What do you want from me?
I'm just saying.
I mean, Bud thinks I'm wrong.
So that was Bud's question, was who gets to decide,
the individual.
And that's the way it should be.
The individual decides to vote. He used that analogy. The individual decides what is a lawful and what is an unlawful order.
Otherwise, you would be suggesting that by joining the military that you become part of the Borg. You become this collective agent.
That's what they want. They want to be able to tell you that you should defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and that you should not obey unlawful orders, but you got to go through protocol. You have to observe protocol. You have to go through chain of command. You can never deviate from it. You were given an old soldier, all these things that they say.
Mm.
You know, they really don't want these things that they tell you.
Right. The idea is that if somebody gives you a bad command, if somebody gives you a bad order, something that is wrong, something with which you disagree, that you should be able to refuse to go along with it. And it should be fully legal under that system, under that perspective, to do that. If the idea that Bud was suggesting, and he wouldn't stay on the phone long enough to let us to clarify and ask any questions, if the idea was that, well, it does say that you're supposed to defend the country from domestic enemies, but you have to take all your orders from your higher-ups without question. But what if your higher-ups are the domestic enemies? Right. What if they're the ones that are doing the wrong? What if they're the ones that are hurting peaceful people and innocent people? You absolutely have it. It's your choice as a human being to stand up, and Bradley Manning did that, and now look what's happened to him. It's horrifying.
It's your obligation as a moral individual. The enemy's domestic likely are not the citizens of the United States.
Yeah.
The enemy's domestic are likely in
the
power.
States.
And that's what you're supposed to be defending against. I mean, the fact is, I can still remember the soldier that they were interviewing during Hurricane Katrina who said, who was going around with a bunch of other soldiers confiscating guns from Americans, and he was asked whether he would shoot an American. He's like, oh, I don't want to do that, but I guess if I was ordered to shoot him, I'd just shoot him.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't remember exactly what
that's
he
right.
said. But you
he was
know,
all, what, 19?
He's another one of these. He probably posed with their dead bodies like these guys did over in
God.
Afghanistan.
So gross.
I don't know what I'm dealing with here, but I feel like somebody who would fire on Americans for having weapons is an enemy domestic.
It's clear
I
to
feel
me.
Like they're all in the military. A man who will follow an order without questioning it to fire on American citizens is an enemy domestic.
No doubt about it. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, they're pumping this water into the nuclear reactor to cool it off. And the pump is working fine, and the generator that powers the pump is working, but it's running out of fuel, diesel fuel. And so these guys, they jump into this pickup truck, and they drive on down to the gas station to get more fuel. Okay, now if they can get the fuel and get it back there in time, then they can prevent a reactor core meltdown, you see? So the driver runs into the building to pay for the fuel so they can start pumping, and there's this lady scratching lottery tickets. I won 300 yen on this one, and let me take a 100 yen, and I think I'll take a 200. And they said, lady, get out of the way! And, okay, then they get the fuel. They're on their way back to the power plant. They get pulled over for speeding. And the cop says, I'd love to help you guys given the situation, but I cannot let you drive away with an expired registration.
I don't know if that's a true story, but thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll see if certainly the police can get in the way of important things from happening. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.